6 weeks plus one day ago, Cecilia Dahl understood the world. She resided in a town called Hungrig, in a crooked house named Widdendream. Daisies circled the lake outside her window. Sharp mountains loomed over her town. Cecilia's midnight blue hair grew long, fast, and cantankerous. Dogs barked. Cats meowed. Widdendream cared for its residents as all good houses should, and Cecilia's family loved her unconditionally. Then Monday rolled into Tuesday, and Cecilia did the bad thing. Now the world had narrowed down to this. Tuesday hated Cecilia, and Cecilia hated it back. It being another evil Tuesday, Cecilia didn't want to go to school. But today being evil, what she wanted didn't matter. Upon first inspection, her classroom appeared non-threatening. Same faces, same teacher, same desk. Still, she had to keep reminding herself that even axe murderers looked pleasant enough with their axes behind their backs. To distract herself, Cecilia made sketches with her special pen. She drew daisies and an interstellar hot air balloon exploring unknown lands. She sneaked peeks at her favorite adventure book, Around the World in 80 Minutes, while Miss Podsnappery assured the class that the gnomes of the stratosphere of now most certainly did not exist. In Cecilia's opinion, people who didn't believe in fantastical things were awfully hard to listen to. Cecilia, Miss Podsnappery pushed up her horn-rimmed glasses and sidled over to Cecilia's desk. Whatever do you call that instrument in your hand? Every eye in class turned to Cecilia. They judged her charcoal sweater, black and gray striped dress, frayed tights, and scuffed boots before moving on to her unique fountain pen. It had a barrel of gold and glass made to resemble a map of the stars. Its cap was carved like the gears of a clock and screwed on tight. The inner lapis blue ink cartridge even came with a special plug to keep the ink inside, and there was not another like it in all the world. Usually, Cecilia left her pen at home, but today she felt she might need it. This? Cecilia replied, holding up the device in question. Is what is called a pen. Miss Podsnappery was a kind yet simple creature, and quite easily confused, so Cecilia tried to keep her answers as straightforward as possible. A pen, you say? Miss Podsnappery grinned, displaying two rows of skewed yellow teeth. Imagine! She unhunched herself from over Cecilia's desk and turned to the class. Isn't that wonderful? The class replied with silence, the language of tumbleweeds and gape-mouthed stares. Yes, Cecilia said with a sigh. Though it's no ordinary pen. My mother gave it to me last year. She claimed it could perform miracles, ones that brought the writer and reader together, like magic. Cecilia lowered her eyes and wrapped her hair around her neck like a scarf. Once, I even believed it powerful enough to reach those who'd passed into the land of yesterday. Now I'm not so sure.
Ah,
Miss Podsnappery nodded, eyebrows crumpled into squiggly lines.
I understand completely.
But Cecilia knew Miss Podsnappery didn't understand what she was talking about. Like many adults, her teacher's imagination had shrunk considerably since childhood. Had Cecilia told Miss Podsnappery about the letters she'd tried sending to yesterday, or the awful things she'd done to prompt them, her teacher's brain might have exploded. Cecilia would not take that chance. She had hurt enough people already. Without warning, Miss Podsnappery's bird-like head jerked toward the door. A hush fell over the class. Distant footsteps drew closer outside in the hall. Miss Podsnappery gulped.
Principal Furbelow.
It was a well-known fact that their principal detested leaving his office for any reason other than a student emergency or full-blown calamity. It being Evil Tuesday, Cecilia stared down at her fidgeting hands, certain of only one thing. Something terrible was coming, and it was coming for her. Cecilia squeezed her special pen tighter. As she did, memories of her mother flooded her mind, of strolling to the lake, holding hands as the wind played toss with their hair.